What about Abema? Of course, you guys have done a lot of the research on the drug, and the thing that always I thought was fascinating was, I don't know, people didn't seem to be that excited, but I thought it was cool that it caused monotherapy responses, which you didn't see with the other two. What do you think about that, and how would you integrate that if it became approved?
Yeah, so you're right that we did participate in some of those early studies with Abema. My colleague Sarah Tolaney led a few of those. And unlike the other two drugs, Abema does have a single agent response rate of 20-something percent in pretreated patients, and the other ones don't. Abema is given continuously, whereas the other ones are intermittent schedule. So we actually thought that Abema actually may distinguish itself, and it does in terms of toxicity. It doesn't have nearly as much neutropenia. It's got, less than half the rate of serious neutropenia as ribo and palbo, but it does have more diarrhea. In the data that Dr. Sledge presented, the grade 3 diarrhea rate was something like 13%, which the other drugs don't have. It's like 1% in those. So it's a different toxicity profile. To be honest, I was a little disappointed in that the Abema data looked so similar to the ribo and palbo data in terms of hazard rates. I kind of thought it might be a little better. So I really don't think, despite the fact that there is this monotherapy activity, I think from the large data sets we have, it's hard to get too dogmatic that one drug should be used versus another. Unless, somebody's not tolerating one, you could consider switching to the other Abema once it gets approved.